show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show as we are looking so forward to our first conversation and interview with TCU's athletic director, Chris Del Conte. And with the Frogs coming off a historic year and breakthrough seasons with their football and baseball programs, one can certainly understand why their athletic director is all smiles these days. It's his first time on our program. We are so delighted to have joining us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, Chris Del Conte, TCU's athletic director. Welcome aboard. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Hi, Alyssa. It's great to be with you today.
Well, the start of the college football season is just around the corner. TCU with very big expectations. But before we look ahead, let's take time to reflect at TCU's remarkable year, certainly a landmark season for football, making its first appearance in the BCS game and baseball advancing to the College World Series. I enjoyed watching that very strong showing in Omaha. I have to ask you, Chris, you know, you were hired in October of last year. What an incredible ride it has been for you for the last 10 months.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and I've asked many people to pinch me because, you're still in a dream state. What happened in the fall just carried right on over to all of our sports, you know, with women's basketball. You know, volleyball went to the tournament, and then football was going. And we had our track teams doing so well. Our rifle team won a national championship, and then to cap it off with baseball going to Omaha, you couldn't ask for a greater season for TCU on a national level. It was phenomenal.
Well, I'm glad you bring up even the women's programs, Jeff Mitty, women's basketball, Angie Larkin, women's golf, and Daryl Anderson. We can't forget, you know, men's outdoor or indoor track and field, Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year accolades. They saw unparalleled success this season, too.
Oh, we won, we had six coaches and one coach of the year. You know, we've won six or seven conference championships. TCU was on a national stage with almost every one of our programs, men's and women's golf. You just look across the landscape. It was a phenomenal year, and yet it's now a new year. Starting on August 5th, everyone reports, and we become anew again. And that's the beautiful thing about college athletics is every year you got hope and you have the idea of quest for something new and building upon what happened last year. And it's last year's last year. We have about five more days to continue to celebrate last year, but when August 5th comes around, it's a brand new season.
We are talking with Chris Del Conte. He is TCU's athletic director, celebrating all the success at TCU. And go ahead and take us inside your athletic department. I have to ask you, what is it like working with some of the best in college athletics? I mean, very intense, driven, passionate individuals like National Coaches of the Year, Gary Patterson and Jim Schlossnagel.
Oh, I tell you what, you could speak to any one of the coaches, whether it be Prentice, our volleyball coach, or Gary Patterson, or Angie Schlossnagel. Every single minute is a third and two to them. You know, you're on the third down, you're going in for the winning tackle. They live their life that way, and I tell you what's interesting to me, it inspires you to work harder because you come to work every day, don't want to just disappoint them and the student athletes that you serve. So our entire athletic program is around, when you're around great people, it forces you every single day to say, hey, you know what, last year was last year. We're not resting on our laurels. It's one thing to be the hunter. Now we are the hunted. And when you're the hunted, it takes, it's a lot harder to stay there. It's a lot easier getting up to the top, but now maintaining there is when the hard work comes in, and everybody is fully aware of that because our coaches are not resting. They remind you every day that of where they're going, where they want to be in the quest for championships. It's a great place to work.
And, of course, Chris, you came on board from Rice University. We'll talk about your past there, having a lot of success. Did some of these coaches, I'm going to assume, they helped you make that seamless transition and help you get with what's going on there at TCU?
Oh, and not only coaches, but the staff. I think Eric Hyman and Danny Morris and Frank Wingdinger, the three ADs that were there just before I got there, all three, set the tone of competing on a national level. And you have a great staff. I mean, Jack Hesselbrock, Kim Johnson, Davis Babb, Scott Cole, Andrea Norman. You have great people and great people in that entire athletic department that are in it together for the student athlete. They're so on the same page. So when I got there, it was a very seamless transition because all you had to do was just plug yourself in to the roles that are already being established and see if you can be a part of the team. It's a great team, top to bottom.
And Chris, you certainly were very successful before arriving here in Fort Worth. You spent 4 years as the athletic director at Rice University. And I think back to that press conference. I mean, you had talked about you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears right there in Houston. It was a special place to you. Was that difficult for you to leave Rice?
I think my wife was teaching there. And, you know, when you get your first athletic director's job, you know, and I left Arizona as a CFO there for their 6.5 years. It was a great place, but I didn't have all my DNA on it. It was, you know, I was part of it. But when you get your first athletic director, like your first love, you're just pouring everything in. You make a bunch of mistakes because you want everything to be perfect. And it was a great place to work. It was a great place to learn. But the opportunity to come and teach you was so overwhelming that it was difficult leaving because of that first opportunity. But it was very easy once you got to TCU and realized that not only did you make the right decision, but you made the very best decision coming here.
And a tremendous opportunity it is at TCU. Talk about the vision that you have, big ambitions, and I'm going to assume we're going to continue to see more renovations taking place right there on campus.
That's the biggest challenge of the job right now, is because think about this. Like I said, when you're the hunter, you're going out and you're saying, hey, we got to catch a Boise. We got to catch a Texas. We got to catch a Utah. They've been to BCS games. That's our quest. Well, it's one thing. Now that you've attained that, now the bullseye is strictly on you. We got to get to Omaha. We got to go through Austin to get to Omaha while we do that. Now coming back this year, how we respond to expectations is completely different than saying, hey, we're the underdog. No one respects us. It's a completely different mix. And that's the hardest thing. So my job is to make sure and say, guys, we have great expectations. We're going to do it the same way. Bottle expectations, because our fan base and the people in Fort Worth, they expect nothing but greatness. And they're going to get that because we have great coaches that want to deliver that. At the same time, I got to make sure that our facilities are the very best they can be, that we're graduating our student athletes, and we continue the idea that if we want to be the very best, you look around the country and you say, okay, if Texas is a benchmark for being the very best in basketball, what do they have that we don't have? And I got to give our coaches those tools that they have to the best of our abilities in order to compete with them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We are having a candid conversation one-on-one with Chris Del Conte. He is TCU's athletic director. He also serves on the North Texas Super Bowl host committee and the Davey O'Brien Foundation board. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I have to tell you and tip my hat to you, you have a very dynamic reputation as a savvy fundraiser. I know that Rice benefited tremendously from your leadership and just your overall strategic plan to upgrade their facilities there. I'd read somewhere you guys raised over $72 million for facilities. How are things progressing at TCU with some of the benchmarks that you've set and the timetable that you'd like to reach?
They're going along in a very good fashion. I feel so good about we feel good about where we're headed. I think the overwhelming support of the vision that our chancellor's laid out and our board of trustees has laid out for TCU has been very well received. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be a Horned Frog because in the next couple years, we're going to see some good things that come about for TCU.
And, you know, we always talk about, you know, upgrading the facilities and things like that. What about as far as the academic life centers, things that you offer there for the student athletes? I'm certain that that's going to be at the forefront because you do set the mark very, very high when you talk about just the success of student-hyphenated athletes. They're students first.
Well, let me tell you right now, it's a privilege to wear that TCU uniform. You can never forget that. Every time a student athlete comes out there on the playing field, they're representing our entire institution. And one of the things that we can do is make sure that every time a student athlete comes to TCU or a student comes to TCU, that they remember that we want them to compete for championships. That's first and foremost. But what's really on top of that is getting a degree. They got to leave here with a TCU degree because that's what they're here for. Winning a championship is awesome. And our fan base wants them to win championships. But on the other hand, I want them to walk away from here. And I tell their parents when they come on recruiting trips, my only objective as an athletic director is ensure, and I can tell you one thing, that if you entrust your child with us, they will get a degree from one of the finest institutions in the country if they put the blood, sweat, and tears into being a student athlete at TCU. And I can tell you, this year we had, We had the highest grade point average on our football program this year, and we had our greatest success. Overall GPA of an athletic program is just a notch under 3.0. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. It's outstanding. Chris Del Conte is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. You can always go back and listen to this interview again on our podcast page, and that is at eradiosports.com. And we love hearing from all of our Frog fans right here in Fort Worth at info@eradiosports.com. And I have to ask you, you know, one of the questions that I always talk to athletic directors about is, you know, today's economy has certainly been very challenging for each and every collegiate athletics program. Has TCU, have you guys been affected by that? I mean, everyone talks about how the state of Texas, we're kind of in this bubble, you know, from all the economic hardships that people are enduring and going through, but have you had to take any cost-cutting measures at all?
Oh, I think everyone is having to take some look at their finances. That's a critical component because it's discretionary income. Let's not think about it. You're asking a fan to come buy a ticket. This is why we're really focusing on Tarrant County. One of our marketing campaigns was Purple Rain, let's paint the town purple, realizing that the Super Bowl is right around the corner, realizing that we have to say, you know what, we are an option for your entertainment dollar right here in Fort Worth because there's so many things out there. So we're competing with restaurants, movies, Six Flags, the Cowboys, the Stars, the Mavericks. It's a discretionary dollar. And we have to remember and be mindful that it's a discretionary dollar that we're competing against, and we have to give the very best product and a price point that people will say, you know what, I want to go there and support the Frogs today. I want to invest in those student-athletes who are graduating from a great institution. So it's a pinch across the board. It's a very big pinch. But I feel good about where we're headed.
I'm sure you do feel good where they're headed because there is so much momentum when you talk about TCU athletics. I have to ask you, how much was attendance up last year with so many of your programs across the board? I know even going, I saw you out at the baseball game at the ballpark. Usually, you know, there's what, about 4,000 fans out there supporting the Horned Frogs and Schloss-Nichols program.
You look across, we're season tickets right now are through the roof. We've broken an all-time high. We're going to announce that. Obviously, I announced it just on your radio program. But we have a little ways to go before we come out with a big announcement on our attendance. It's been unbelievable, the support that we've had from Tarrant County. It's been great. And, you know, success, when you start to win, all of a sudden people think, you know what, the winning is not going to also drive the fan. You got to have a fan experience. When someone comes to your ballpark, are they leaving going, you know what, boy, I had a great time. I'm coming back. Because it's not about only wins and losses anymore. It's about the total fan experience. And we're really focusing on creating a great fan experience.
It's a great fan experience, and I will say, too, it's a great family experience coming out there. And I know that you love maximizing those facility revenues. That's outstanding. And all the support for your programs. Talk a little bit about yourself. Of course, we've already highlighted the fact that you were the athletic director at Rice for 4 years. You mentioned that you had spent some time at Arizona, but also even dialing back the calendar a bit, also was at Washington State. So you've lived all across the country. Do you miss the dry heat, or are you loving the humidity right here in Texas, Chris?
It all depends on where you're at. the relatively of humidity. When I was at Rice University, I was like, my gosh, you know, this is unbelievable. When we were, funny story, when we moved from California to Arizona, everyone said it's a dry heat, you'll get used to it, it's great. I'm like, my God, it's an oven. You know, but that was the Chamber of Commerce speech, it's a dry heat. When I got to Houston, everyone talked about it being the humidity, don't worry about it, it's good for your skin. I'm like, oh, really? That's the chamber speech in both areas. I go, come into Fort Worth. It's been phenomenal because the heat hasn't bothered us. It's been, we love it. We absolutely adore everything about the community of Fort Worth. It's a pretty special place.
Well, it is a special place, and I know that I had mentioned, you know, when I was introducing you, you're on the Super Bowl host committee. That's going to infuse a tremendous amount of energy and, you know, a lot of awareness of all the great things that are happening right here in Fort Worth and ESPN, what they're going to have 80 hours dedicated to being right in downtown Fort Worth.
Well, not only that, but the AFC champion will be working out at TCU. So that'll be the TCU headquarters. The AFC headquarters will be on our campus. So what a great time to have the NFL. I can't thank Mayor Moncrief and Mr. Bass for all their hard work and what they've done in creating a great environment that ESPN chose Fort Worth to be the headquarters. Think about that. They had many, many options, but they chose Fort Worth, and those two gentlemen's work and their effort should not go unnoticed. At the same time, our facility has been picked to host the AFC Championship team as they work out here in preparation for the Super Bowl. So Fort Worth is going to be put on the map for about 80 hours, nonstop talking about what a great community it is. I mean, I'm so fired up.
Well, I hope that our Dallas Cowboys will be in that Super Bowl, too.
No doubt about it. Hey, I'm just hoping that everyone, what we got to do is put a package in. Anyone that buys a Super Bowl ticket must buy a fraud ticket as well.
Hey, Chris Del Conte has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. As I get ready to close out, you know, the first time I met you, you're a pretty tall guy. Did you play sports? I'm going to assume that you played sports growing up, and that's where that love and passion comes from.
I played all sports in high school, football, basketball, track. Got recruited by a lot of schools for everything. I was a better track athlete. I was a high jumper, and I got recruited out of high school by Oregon State, and that's where Dick Fosbury had went. So I left Taos, New Mexico for Oregon State way back when, and that's where the odyssey started right then and there. But athletics has been a big passion of mine my entire life.
So, Chris, do you still have your hops?
this is a crazy deal. When I turned 40, I went and got a basketball, and I could still dunk a basketball. But it felt like I could at least, I wouldn't say it was hops, but I looked at myself and said, if I can dunk a basketball at 40, I felt good about it, and I was able to do that. So I'm 42 now, so I don't think I could do it now, but at 40, I did.
Well, Chris, how did you feel the day after? Were you pretty sore?
My hamstrings were tight, but I had a bet, and I wanted to make sure I won that bet.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We wish you continued success, and also our best to your lovely wife, Robin. Enjoyed meeting her, and she's an outstanding lady, too.
Well, let me tell you, it's my pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for supporting the Frogs. Anytime we can be on your radio program, give me a holler. We're making sure that every fan in Fort Worth comes down and watch the Frogs against Oregon State Cowboys Stadium in our quest for perfection.
Oh, that's right. Mark your calendar, September 4th. And what time is kickoff in that game?
6 o'clock.
Outstanding. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Talk to you soon.
We're going to step aside. R.C. Slocum will be joining us here momentarily. Stay close. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports.
Delivering the insight
you won't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson,
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum,
and Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Miss one episode and you miss the game.